Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry and the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, have confirmed a positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Adair County. The virus was detected in a commercial poultry flock. We've been preparing for situations like this due to HPAI circulating around the country for the last 2.5 years. That's coming from Oklahoma State veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall. Our avian influenza response plan has been activated, and we are working closely with USDA, poultry producers, and livestock producers to control and mitigate the spread of the disease in our state. A control area has been established in Adair and Delaware counties to assess the extent of the infection. Moving of poultry in and out of the established control area is restricted to manage the spread of HPAI. Flock owners should take every precaution to protect their flock from HPAI by preventing their poultry's exposure to wild birds and any areas of where wild birds might have been. Biosecurity resources and best practices are available on ag.ok.gov. If producers do suspect signs of HPAI in their flocks, they should contact their veterinarian immediately. Possible cases should also be reported to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry. You can do that by calling 405-522-6141. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HPAI detection in birds does not present an immediate public health concern. It does remain safe to eat poultry products. There's also no risk to the food supply, but the affected birds will not enter the food supply system. As a reminder, the proper handling and cooking of poultry and eggs to an internal temperature is 165. That kills those bacteria and those viruses. Well, a USDA veterinarian official says that the U.S. and Mexico are making progress on the Mexican screwworm situation. Checking in with Gary Crawford from USDA.
As far as that case last week of a cow infected with screwworms in southern Mexico,
things are looking as good as we could hope for at the moment.
With still just one case reported, this from Dr. Burke Healy with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. He says, yes, the U.S. border is still closed to Mexican cattle. Work is going on, though, to change that.
So we are in the process of developing a new protocol and a new process that Mexico can employ that will allow them to process those animals and help us to minimize the risk of bringing in anything that would be infested with screwworm.
Mexico and the U.S. are working together on setting up new livestock inspection sites and taking other actions to eradicate the screwworm from Mexico. So when will the U.S. once again open its borders to Mexican cattle? Healy says it might happen within about 3 weeks, but more likely
after the Christmas holidays and in the January time frame.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that poultry farmers play a vital role in our communities. With every flock raised, you're not only supporting your livelihood, you're enhancing the efficiency and success of our food systems. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.